I'm David Dye. This is The World Cafe, and today we'll be featuring a live performance of the new Counting Crows album, Saturday nights and Sunday mornings, along with conversation with lead singer and songwriter Adam Duritz. The album will be released on March 25th and is the band's first album of new material since 2002. Producer Gil Norton worked on the harder Saturday night material, while Brian Deck later produced the Sunday morning songs. Let's get right to the stage of World Cafe Live as Adam Duritz introduces today's performance.
Saturday Nights is all about sin and disintegration and a loss of faith and madness, and the entire record was inspired by one song that I was sitting at home listening to over and over again, and it's the first song on the album, and it's called 1492. So the record sort of starts off with disintegration, and then it sort of leads into becoming about a lack of faith, and the more faith you lose, the more touch you lose with reality. And so this is about sort of losing faith with your ability to care about anyone and anyone's ability to care about you, and how that sort of circle can just hang you up. This is about being a Judas to yourself, and it's called Hanging Tree. So we won't have to be alone. I fear I might lose my composure without warning. I am a child of fire, I am a lion, I have desires, and I was born inside the sun this morning. Don't know what to say, and they say good morning when they wish you would go home. So you open windows and you wait for someone warm to come inside, and then you freeze to death alone.
Dizzy life of mine is hanging me up all the time. Dizzy life is just a
Cause it's time for her to go. Look, I know everyone's eventually leaving, but I got a pair of wings for my birthday. Baby, and I will fall down through the sun this evening.
This dizzy life of mine is hanging me up all the time. This dizzy life is just a hanging tree. This dizzy life of mine.
So we skipped through a couple songs, Los Angeles and Sundays, and which are both about kind of more loss of faith and more bitterness. And it gets to the second to last song on Saturday Nights, which is about really, really feeling the need for your life to mean something. But the more you lose touch with reality, the more you have no idea how to make it mean anything. And in this song, you have to remember, my songs are all really about how I feel. Not necessarily about me, but about how I would feel about something. And in this song, the character is so desperate to mean something that he walks up to the top of a building and stands on the roof and thinks, I could fly, which is probably a mistake. And this is called Insignificant.
See me.
That's Insignificant, another song from Saturday Nights and Sunday Mornings. We're hearing songs from the album performed live on stage at World Cafe Live, and we'll hear more when we get right back here to the World Cafe. The new Counting Crows album is Saturday Nights and Sunday Mornings. Let's get back to the stage of World Cafe Live as Adam Duritz leads us through to the end of the Saturday night portion of the album.
So, the final song on Saturday nights is, I mean, when you lose faith and you lose hope and you lose the thing that tethers you to the world, you kind of become like a balloon that someone let go of. And I was trying to imagine what would happen at the furthest extremity when you can't feel at all and you can't touch the world at all and you have no connections with people. And the only thing you can think of to do to touch the world at all is just to kill people. Because I was trying to think, what would possibly make anyone want to be a killer? And the only thing I could think of is if you completely lost all contact with the world and the only way you can feel anything is to commit the most horrific and violent of acts. And so I imagined a person driving the freeways in the middle of the night, maybe, a serial killer driving the freeways in the middle of the night, that something has happened in his life that is so horrifying, so painful, so terrible that he can't face it. Someone who's rejected him that caused him to just turn away from everything. And he goes through the song and he's paranoid about everything. He talks about satellites looking at him. He talks about the president. And then he keeps talking about the girl. Now she won't look at him, and she won't talk at him, and he can't look at her. And at the end, though, you realize the president he's talking about is Abraham Lincoln. So it can't be real. And so if that's not real, maybe none of it's real, and it all just exists in his imagination. So this is the last song on Saturday Nights, which is about completely when life becomes so painful that you just put it away from you entirely and descend into something that is not real life or some nightmarish version of it, and it's called Cowboys.
Cowboys on the road tonight, crying in their sleep. If I was a hungry man with a gun in my hand and some promises to keep, who wanted to change the world? Well, what's as easy as murder? Saw headlights and vapor trails and Circle K killers. And I know I could look at anyone but you now. Oh, I could fall into the eyes of anyone but you now, 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 now. So come on, come on, come on, come on, come on through now. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on through now. This is a list of what I should have been, but I'm not. This is a list of the things that I should have seen, but I'm not seeing. The look in your eyes as his fingertips lit on your neck, and it made you shiver. I'm just turning away from where I shouldn't be, because I am not. All those cowboys on the radio are killers. And I believe she loves you, cause you never make her feel like anything. She said I wouldn't feel a thing, but I can feel, oh, I can feel. And I know I could look at anyone but you now. I could fall into the arms of anyone. But I'm not. This is a list of the things that I should have seen, but I'm not seeing. The look in your eyes as his fingers unzipping your dress, and it makes you shiver. I'm just turning away from what I shouldn't see, because I am not. All these satellites are watching through our windows. She says she doesn't love me like she's acting, but it's as if she isn't talking. Mr. Lincoln's head is bleeding on the front row while she's speaking. I said, come on, all you cowboys, all you blue-eyed baby boys, come on, all you dashing gentlemen of summer. I'll wait for gather me into the arms of God who will welcome me. Because I believe, oh, I believe, and I know I could look at anyone but you now. I could fall into the eyes of anyone but you now. No, now. But come on, come on, come on, come on, come on through now. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on through now. This is a list of what I should have been, but I'm not. This is a list of the things that I should have seen, but I am not seeing you look at me. So please, won't you look at me?
Cowboys, the song that finishes up the first half of Saturday night, Sunday morning, so getting a chance to hear Counting Crows perform this highlights from the album, we'll put it that way, live on stage at World Cafe Live, and we're going to pretend we're at the opera, and we're going to go backstage for the intermission and get a chance to talk with Adam Duritz about this sprawling work. You know, hearing you present this live and explain every the nuances of every song, I go back to 1492, the first song. What do you say? You're a Russian American impersonating an African American.
Russian Jew American impersonating African Jamaican. What I want to be is a cowboy. I'm going to be an Indian. No, what I want to be is an Indian. I'm going to be a cowboy in the end, I guess.
Well, I'm thinking, God, this thing is sprawling, and the nuances. It's like it's a Russian novel, and I'm curious as to the whole creative process of putting this album together, because you've clearly been, not that you don't know all of them, but you really have been thinking this through.
Well, I mean, it wasn't as planned out as it seems now. I mean, at a certain point, we did decide to do something, but I mean, I had not wanted to work on music for a while. I just felt like I hadn't really grown up ever and figured out how to live the life that goes with what I was doing. I didn't know how to be an adult, have the kind of life I wanted, and do my job. I had so lost sight of the priorities that I wanted to have in my life. I almost missed my grandmother's funeral. I just hadn't been there for people in my family for a while. I wasn't there when my sister's kids were really sick. And I felt like I needed to leave until I could figure some of that out.
What period of time are we talking about?
It happened after, I don't know, at one point I left Australia to go home for my grandmother's funeral. And, you know, we toured for so long, this desert life, all the way through Hard Candy, while we were making Hard Candy, the Hard Candy tours, through the Greatest Hits album, through the Shrek thing. It was 5 or 6 years of time away. I went home and I just didn't want to do anything for a while. I moved to New York a little bit before that, and I just tried to have a life where I did some things that mattered to me. And I was almost afraid to write a song, because you write a song, you want to record it, you make a record, and then you're out on the road again. But I kept listening to 1492. And, it was written during Hard Candy, but it doesn't belong on that album. It's an album about memories and how memories affect your life. And 1492 is not about that. It's about disintegration. And it seemed to say so much about where I was when I wrote it, where I was going, and specifically where I had landed at that point. And I started thinking about some pieces of music we had and some pieces of music I'd been working on, didn't have lyrics to them. And I sort of had a picture of this record, which was just Saturday Nights then. And I said, I want everyone to come to New York. And while we were doing that, I started to look at some other music I'd been writing. And I looked back and saw that song Michelangelo, which I had started literally maybe 20 years ago and, you know, had gotten nowhere on except some pieces of music. And I suddenly saw what the song meant. I didn't know how to write it then. I think because I hadn't lived it. And then I began to see these other songs. You know, Washington Square had been a song. I reworked it to it was a kind of a jazzy song, and I didn't like it. And it became like a folk song. And I suddenly had a picture of a different record about something different, about the struggle to recover from the disintegration. Not about getting better, but about how hard it was going to be to try and change. And I had ideas for different instruments and different sounds. And we started to like work on that in the lounge at Avatar. When we were recording in New York City, we set up a little Pro Tool studio in the lounge, and we started to work on Michelangelo and Washington Square and Amsterdam. And then when we moved downtown to do the overdubs in the downtown studio in New York, it was only a few blocks from my house. So we set a little studio up in my living room in the garden. I don't have any outdoor space, so I put AstroTurf down in one little part of my living room and put some beach furniture there. So we worked in the garden there.
and did the background vocals for Saturday nights there, and demoed a lot of Sunday mornings. So that, I mean, it kind of, it, I didn't think of it as Saturday nights and Sunday mornings then. I just had this record we were making about Disintegration, and I began to see a record about something else. And then it, during the end of Saturday nights, I decided we're doing this whole record.
One of the things, we're about to hear the Sunday morning songs live, and you talk about this a little bit. You don't simplify this process at all. There's not necessarily a happy ending. You know, it's all about the process, it seems. And I actually love the way that, obviously, this is about you. It's your life. You're the artist. But there are other characters, and you bring other things into it. Is that a really good way for you to get at the feelings? Do you have the other people?
Well, you know, the truth is I think I sort of lie when I talk about them being other characters. I just don't like to say I all the time. I mean, they aren't actually me. The songs are all about how I feel. Mm-hmm. They're not necessarily about, you know, it's not me doing, songs aren't all autobiographical, but they're all about how I feel about things. So I may use a character to express that, but they're really at the core of it, it's just about me. I mean, I'm not going to go out there and kill people, but I was trying to think about the furthest extremity of what was going on in my head. What if I got more disconnected from the world than I was? What if it got so, what's the worst this could go? You know, where's the worst thing that could ever happen to someone? And, you know, becoming a killer is that to me, and, you know, or thinking you are, as in Cowboys.
Is rock and roll that difficult to get a real life, to maintain a real life?
Oh, no, it's not rock and roll.
You don't think so?
Look, I know. I mean, to me, it's a dream, you know. I think that's what people misinterpret about. I have my own problems. You know, I had serious mental illness. You know, that caused a lot of problems for me in my life. The rock and roll was just this great thing that happened to me in the middle of it that I wasn't particularly suited to. And I couldn't exactly figure out how to do it while being very sick. Mm-hmm. You know, and when you're like I was, you probably need to stay home and work on it. And instead, I was never at home. And so, and that's what this album's about, is sort of like, you know, playing rock and roll, losing your mind in the midst of it. How do you get back to playing rock and roll, or how do you get back to just getting out of bed? Because there was a period there where I was, you know, the role of Brian Wilson will be played by Adam Duritz today. There was definitely a long period of growing a beard and staying in bed and gaining weight. You know, it's like, and that was there, you know. So.
Well, you still got the beard.
I kept that.
Well, I've never heard this band sound better live, and this is where we're going to have a chance to go back to the stage. Adam, thanks a lot for elucidating, and we'll get the story of how Michelangelo fits in, and I love your description, what we're about to hear on stage, of what he's actually, what God and Adam are actually doing up there.
I'm going to start with When I Dream of Michelangelo, which is about the idea of, you know, I kept thinking of Michelangelo's date of on the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel, where he's Adam and God are like, you know, and I realized... Because I think art is like reaching out to touch something divine, to make something out of nothing, the act of creation, you know? And I've always thought it looked to me like you can't quite touch it. And it just occurred to me recently that actually that's not what the picture's about. The picture's about him having just touched him, and now he's brought him to life. But in my mind, it was always about you reach out and you can't grab on anything divine, or that whatever you do, it just really isn't enough. And while you're looking so hard to touch something like that, you forget to touch anyone else in the world. And so you lose connections with them. And since the second half of the album is about trying to rebuild those, I started this song like 20 years ago and had no idea how to write it. And I used a little bit of it in Angels of the Silences. And I finally understood this year, or last year, how the hell to finish this song. So this is called When I Dream of Michelangelo, some 20 years in the making. Bodies on the ceiling and they're fluttering their wings. It's okay, I'm angry, but you'll never understand. When you dream of Michelangelo, they hang above your hands. And I know she is not my friend. And I know, cause there she goes, walking on my skin again. And I can't. Why?
to me when your vision of America is crystalline and clean. Look, I want a white bread life, just something ignorant and plain. But from the walls of Michelangelo, I'm dangling again. And I know she is not my friend. And I know, 'cause there she goes, walking on my skin again and again. Saturn on a line, a son of fire on strings and wires, to spin above my head and make it light. But anytime you like, you can catch a sight of angel eyes all empties and infinite. And I dream of Michelangelo when I'm lying in my bed. I see God upon the ceiling, I see angels overhead. And he seems so close as he reaches out his hand, but we are never quite as close as we are led to understand. And I know she is not my friend. And I know, 'cause there she goes, walking, 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 walking. And I know she is not my friend. And I know, 'cause there she goes, walking on my skin again and again. Saturn on a line.
So, I was very concerned that Sunday mornings would be misinterpreted, that it would seem like everything was bad and now everything's good, because the music becomes very beautiful on the second side of the record. And I didn't want it to be easily confused. I didn't want a Born in the USA kind of thing where you have a song that's about a protest that becomes a song about waving a flag. And so I had this song that I had started a long time ago that I could never figure out how to play it. And we put it in the middle of the record. My thing was, I've written four entire albums about why you should stay as far away from me as possible. And yet somehow that's a romantic notion. And the thing I kept thinking about is that no matter how sad a story you're telling or how bad a story you're telling, if you put it well enough or eloquently enough, it sounds really good and tempting. And the person who hears it thinks, ah. And so I wrote this song, and I wanted to stick it right in the middle of Sunday mornings with electric guitars that would jab at you, because it's about a relationship that's ended and a guy and a girl separately reminiscing about it. And every time he says something about his memories of it, it's beautiful, and you think about that, and then he just says something incredibly cruel. And the idea is that, so you keep getting sucked in by the music and then punched in the face by the reality of it. Why they chose it for our first single, I have no idea, because it's the ugliest thing I've ever written about myself. But this is called You Can't Count on Me. Anything's hard to change, but hey, I got you down on your knees again. I'll watch the sky. It's a pale parade of passing clouds that cover the bed upon which we laid in the dark, and the memories that I made of a laughing girl. But you're just my toy, and I can't stop playing with you, baby. If you think you need to go, if you want it to be free, I'll watch the sky coming down to bury me, and I can't stop. Stop.
This crawling out of my skin. I know you see yourself flying in. Out of the sky, coming down to bury me. But I won't come out. So if you think you need to go, if you wanted to be free, there's one thing you need to know. All this pain just gets me high.
You Can't Count on Me, Adam Duritz and Counting Crows, another song from Saturday Nights and Sunday Mornings. More coming up live from World Cafe Live on the World Cafe. Let's get back to the stage of World Cafe Live with the Counting Crows and Washington Square.
So Washington Square would normally be the first songs on Sunday mornings, but I put it here because it is a song about making a choice to change, to go back to doing your life, to go on the road. But it's also a song about how much you give up or risk giving up when you do that. And so I thought our set needed a little bit of a something sad here, but not something resigned. So this is called Washington Square. Piano, I couldn't come with me. I locked up my bedroom and I walked out into the air with nothing I needed was left there behind me. I walked out through the shadows of Washington Square. Now I wander the highway from Dublin to Berkeley, and I heard the songbirds of Ballyporeen. A fountain, and it left me with nothing, just memories of walking through Washington Square. Now I live in the shadows where light is electric. Time is just a number that rests on a wall. And nobody knows me, my friends and my family.
us far from this city is Washington Square. Come on, Charlie. Cover this warm night in a blanket of starlight. I will follow this freeway out into the air. In case you should wonder and wanted to find me, I'm traveling homeward to Washington Square. In case you should wonder, I am in Washington Square. Washington Square.
I'm on the last minute save track here. So it comes to the end of the record, and the last song is about having sort of decided that, look, if I've been through all this and I've come to here, whatever that hurts, feeling is living, you know. So if I'm still here and you're still here, then we should go out and play some rock and roll. And it's sort of a song of defiance about, like, hey, I'm still around. And so it's a pretty, you know, little upbeat song. And I was playing it for these friends of mine the other night, and my friend Amy, who is very perceptive, says, that's really cool. That's a song about getting dumped, though, right? And I said, oh, yeah, it is kind of. I hadn't really thought of it that way. It's definitely the most upbeat song I've ever written about getting dumped. And I think that's kind of the point of it, in a way, is that for the rest of my life, I always thought that meant the end of everything. And in this case, I'm not the one losing faith, you know, that she is. And the line at the end of the song is, and one of the million lies she said is, all the things you love are dead, but I've seen what she thinks of love, and it leaves me laughing, so we'll still come around. And this is called Come Around. And it's the end of Saturday Nights and Sunday Mornings. Little pieces of the people we have been.
December till today, and I have started loving sorrow along the way. And I am calling from some city, and I won't be there too long. So I could wait and I could waste away, but what comes back is I hear you say we're done for all of the times that I go spinning up and down. When all of the things have died between us, hey, we'll still come. I've been missing for a while, and you hear that summer song. Having all the faded lines lingered on. She's going, if you know it. It's all right. You just put yourself between you and your pride. Because if you wait for what's coming, and you just listen to her lies, she will say the things she needs to hear.
Much. We're Counting Crows. This is my friend Dan. This is my friend Jim. My pal Miller. I'm Miller's friend Adam. This is my friend Charlie. And that's my friend Emmy. And that is my pal Dave.
Our thanks to all the Counting Crows and to Adam Duritz for talking with us. Come around, finishing up that set from Counting Crows Live at World Cafe Live.